This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump and the mayor of Portland, Oregon, have engaged in a public war of words over the mayor's handling of police brutality protests, which have turned violent. Portland has seen 3 months of nightly protests since the May 25th death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. Most recently, it was the Saturday shooting death of a person during one of the events. In a series of tweets, the president criticized Mayor Ted Wheeler and urged him again to request help from the federal law enforcement. Saturday's shooting came after a caravan of right-wing activists drove into the downtown area where there were confrontations with protesters there. The scores of police supporters gathered in downtown Kenosha, where protesters demonstrated against police brutality since the shooting of Jacob Blake last weekend. Some attending the rally in the Wisconsin city on Sunday wore back the blue shirts. Others carried American flags. They applauded when law enforcement vehicles rolled by. A Kenosha police officer shot Blake in the back August 23rd, leaving the 29-year-old black man paralyzed. Protesters have marched in Kenosha every night since Blake's shooting. Some of them devolved into unrest. On Tuesday, two people were killed by an armed civilian during protest in Kenosha. More than 40 professional athletes signed a letter in solidarity with the Invest in Us coalition demanding accountability for the Wisconsin police officer who shot Jacob Blake. The athletes, including former boxer Leila Ali, New Orleans linebacker Demario Davis, former NFL players Doug Baldwin and Michael Bennett, and many more, also called for real investments to end police violence and gun violence in black and brown communities. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of demonstrators rallied Sunday in the Belarusian capital of Minsk to begin the fourth week of daily protests demanding that the country's authoritarian president resign. The protests began after an August 9th presidential election that protesters say was rigged, but the election officials say gave President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term in office. Protesters initially tried to gather at Independence Square in Minsk, but barriers and riot police blocked it off. Then they streamed down one of the capital's main avenues past hulking olive-green prisoner transport vehicles. Police detained some marchers and forced them into transports. Worldwide, there are more than 845,000 COVID-19 deaths, with now 25.1 million confirmed infections and more, which is four countries, the United States, Brazil, and India, and Russia, carrying the bulk of the cases. Face masks on public transport became mandatory in New Zealand Monday, as social restrictions in the largest city of Auckland were also eased. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, was confident that the new measure would be taken up across New Zealand, adding that a bit of smiling with the eyes behind the mask and kindness to Aucklanders in particular would get the country through the latest outbreak. Limits will stay on public gatherings and movement in Auckland. New Zealand announced 9 new coronavirus cases on Monday, 4 of which were in managed isolation quarantine. The Pacific nation of 5 million people had seemed to stop community transmission of COVID-19 due to tough lockdown measures, but reintroduced restrictions in its largest city, Auckland, this month following a fresh outbreak. Berlin police broke up a mass protest against coronavirus curbs Saturday and arrested 300 in the German capital after demonstrators failed to keep their distance and wear masks as instructed. Around 38,000 protesters gathered for events across the city, and police reported pockets of unrest as infections rise in Europe and public frustration and measures to contain the virus grows. U.S. President Donald Trump's senior advisor Jared Kushner visited Jerusalem's Western Wall on Sunday ahead of a scheduled trip to the following morning to the United Arab Emirates with U.S. and Israeli delegations for talks and finalizing Israel-UAE talks. The Western Wall, the holiest place where Jews are allowed to pray in Jerusalem, is revered as a remnant of the compound of the Second Temple more than 2,000 years ago and destroyed by the Romans in 70 A.D. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.